30-minute reviews, beware of spoilers, and exploring hyperspace lanes are all available ad-free. But if you want to support the show, you can go to bewareofspoilers.com and click the support button that's available on the Spotify website. Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Beware of Spoilers. I am Adam on this a cold and windy March morning. So, The Bad Batch. Now look, I am in favor of the inevitable Asajj Ventress redemption story, because we've already gotten it, because she was working with, didn't she work with Quinlan Vos? I don't remember exactly what happened in, I remember she dies in Dark Disciples. But, you know, I know she doesn't, you know, do anything big. My biggest issue is this season. Like, who is tuning into the third season of The Bad Batch that doesn't know Star Wars? Like, that's my question that I have, because my biggest issue with this is that the big mystery that's encompassed so much of this is I'm trying to figure out what does M count mean? And it's a mystery. I can't set a mystery where I'm three steps ahead of the people trying to solve it. Like, give me a mystery or something I don't know either. Because M count is very clearly midichlorian count. It's very clearly they're looking for Jedi. They're looking to be able to transfer the ability to use the Force through cloning. Very clearly that's what this is. And it's not subtle to the point where I'm like, oh, what could they possibly be looking for? Like, no, we know. So the fact that we're now, what, 7 episodes in and we still don't have a concrete answer, maybe 8 episodes in, we still don't have a concrete, like, they're still like, what are we looking for? It's like, no, we know, the viewer knows, because that's the thing, is who is watching this show who doesn't know, you know, the movies, at least? Like, and arguably, who is watching this show that hasn't watched The Clone Wars? Like, it's kind of a weird situation to intentionally put yourself in, where it's like, the main characters don't know what that is. Like, this should have been resolved reasonably early on, where they're like, you know, M count, we're looking for people who are powerful in the Force. Great. We're looking for someone who's hunting the Jedi. Alright, moving on. Like, that's what this should have been. Like, and then we get to this point where, like, okay, we're not still halfway through the season trying to figure out what people are looking for. We know what people are looking for. It's just kind of a baffling decision to do all that. And then on top of it, too, it's like, I like in this episode the Omega and Crosshair stuff, but anything else, the rest of the team going off at Fennec Shand, I'm like, I don't care about any of this. Like, because at the end of the day, all it's going to do is going to lead them to Asajj Ventress. It's going to lead them to, like, we don't need to go through any of this. And we're at that point now where I talked about this problem that kind of plagued the Netflix years of Marvel television, where it's like, things are drawn out for no good reason, because I got a 13-episode order. Like, the thing that I always point to is, in Jessica Jones Season 1, characters do things that are incredibly stupid, because they capture Kilgrave too early, and it's like, oh shit, we gotta get him out now. Like, so characters act out of character to get him out of that environment. And that's kind of where we are here, where it's like, characters aren't acting out of character, but it's just like, we are spending too much time trying to figure out what's going on here. Because even if you don't know what M count specifically means, like, it shouldn't be hard to extrapolate. Like, if it were me, like, my thought would be like, well, if they didn't want to do regular clones, what are they trying to do? Clones that can use the Force. Because you can control those, and you can have an army of Force users. Like, that's what you want. Like, it's a weird kind of situation to put yourself in that's kind of unnecessary. And the thing is, too, it's like, obviously it's gonna get to a point where, like, I wouldn't be surprised if we also get an appearance from Quinlan Voss in this episode, in this season. I don't know. I'm just kind of watching this, and I'm like, this is going on a little bit too. Like, this is dragging now, in a way that, like, I don't need it to drag. Like, at least do filler episodes, because at least if you do filler episodes, I can sit here, and I hate using the word filler, because filler just, you know, sounds dismissive, but, like, if this is just an episode where it's, like, they came across Fennec Shand, and it's like, okay, so I need your help doing something, and I'll give you X, Y, and Z to do it. Okay, it's framing it as, we don't know what's going on here, so we really need you to give us information. And then it's like, but there's no reason why they wouldn't know this information. Like, you get what I'm saying? Where it's like, this is kind of a weird situation to put yourself in general. Like, it's just kind of a little off. And I'm not entirely sure why you would put yourself in this place. If you, besides just, you know, we have this many episodes, let's just milk it a little bit. And to that end, it's like, well, again, the characters should be able to know what's going on. I should be able to watch this show and not feel like I'm this many steps ahead of them and I'm just waiting for them to catch up. Because that's what I feel like watching this, is that it's like, I feel like I am already at the end of the mystery. And the mystery should just be, let's get back to Tantus. Like, and that would be a fulfilling thing, because we don't know where Tantus is, so if the characters don't know where Tantus is, that's fine. We know, especially considering how much they beat down, like, this is the thing that's going to lead to Palpatine returning in Rise of Skywalker. Like, this is laying that groundwork. Arguably, this should have been done, you know, 6-7 years ago, before we got to Rise of Skywalker. So that way, when we get to Rise of Skywalker, there's something there, but, you know, we're not gonna, you know, that's not always gonna happen. And why the fuck are we going 45 on the highway? I'm just kind of like, why are we bothering with this? Why are we, you know, what's the point of the way that we're unfolding this story? It's not interesting. It's not, like, it's interesting to see, like, you know, Crosshair having to deal with his mental, you know, his kind of PTSD. Like, that's kind of interesting. But all this stuff with, okay, we gotta track down, you know, we gotta find a bounty hunter who will take M count bounties and then ask them what they are and then, you know, do a little side quest for them so they give us the information. It's like, alright, I get all that, but it's like, let's just move it along and, like, do this in a better way so that way we're not just stuck watching the same thing that we already know where this can go. That's all I really have on this, because it's like, it's not a particularly deep episode, and most of the quote-unquote depth comes from, you know, so you can watch it and be like, oh, well, we gotta figure out what this is, and then moving on. Let's just get to a side interest. Like, that's the thing, and I think part of it is we need to get away from this idea that we need to have a certain number of episodes in a season, especially in the era of streaming. We're not working about simulcasting, or not simulcasting, you know, airing reruns, or syndication, that's what I'm looking for. Like, you don't have to worry about that here. Like, so, I don't know. I just feel like it's a weird kind of, like, weird thing to put the characters into, and then just be like, you know, well, we gotta milk this, so let's just, you know, keep it going for as long as possible. But we'll wrap up there for today. Our next episode will be on later today. We'll be talking about what's it called? We'll be talking about Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire, Lucky Me, and then we'll be talking about we'll be doing a regime probably Sunday. We'll do 2 and 3 of the regime. And then we'll do, we'll do a catch up on Monday. Or we'll do, you know what we'll do? Monday we'll catch up with everything. Monday evening, because Monday morning I have something. But Monday we will do a catch up with everything. Tomorrow we have the first 2 episodes of X-Men 97. And then we have The Girls from the Bus on Saturday. And I think we might have a movie on Saturday. I'm undecided. Over on the backlog files, it'll be later tomorrow, but we will be doing the Dune expansion. Next week, we will also be doing, I think we're going to move the planned discussion of the reboot, or the remake of, of Battlefront 2 to explore hyperspace. Later, me and Joe's are going to talk about it, and then we're going to talk about, what's it called? We're going to talk about, there's another really big game that just came out. Prince of Peace Showtime drops tomorrow, so we'll talk about that next week as well. But we'll wrap up there for today, and until our next episode, have a great rest of your week.